Today we are going to go to Book of James chapter 4.
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot attain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust.
Amen.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning,
Amen.
And joy to heaviness.
Amen.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For ye that ought to say, if the Lord will, ye shall live, and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Now, this chapter is not very complicated, but we will see what God wants to say to us. The verse 1. From hence comes wars and fighting among you. It's a question. And then he says the same, come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members. Each and every family have some kind of war and fighting. Especially when you have teenagers in your house, you will have more fighting and more wars. And the teenagers, they were always right and you are always wrong. Why? Because they think they are much more wiser than you. But if you start thinking where the war is coming, the word of God is saying, it comes because of your lust, or the desire to things you need. You know, your children will say, I need that kind of shoes, or I need that kind of dress, or I need this kind of thing. And if you don't give it to them, they will fight with you. Everything, I want this, I want this, I want this. Even the adults, they do the same. I heard one couple, they just bought the single house. And the wife was so excited. She loved the house. And week later, they were invited to friend's house. They just bought the house. And when this lady went, and their house was much better than her house, she got so depressed. She came home and started fighting with husband. You were happy when you got the house. When you saw somebody's house, now you are sorry that you want what other people has. That's what the word of God is saying. We are not thankful to God what God has done for us.
That's right. Amen.
When you're living in the flesh,
yes.
When living in the lust,
amen.
The lusts and desires of your heart will never go away.
Amen.
Because you always want something and want something and want something, you never will be satisfied. But the word of God says, delight in the Lord and what?
Amen.
He will give the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Yes.
But the without God, you will always have emptiness.
Amen.
Just like a hole in the bucket. You keep on keeping and keep on losing. Go back to 1 John chapter 2 and read verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, that's the letters of John. Okay, I said go back, you should go forward. Okay, you got it on the screen. Okay, anyone can read or...
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
So the lust is going to destroy you. That's what the word of God is saying. In this world, people, when they are not saved, they are having desire to many things to have it, and they are not satisfied. Let's go back to the James chapter 4 and verse 2. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Now see, this is what's happening. Why there are people going and killing people to get something. I heard other day, one person went to that machine, took the money, $20. And he wants to fill the gas or something. Somebody came, took his $20 and killed him for the $20. So this is what's happening. And the word of God is saying, you lust for things. Now he might be thinking, oh, this man might have more money. And he tried to kill him. What he got? $20. And that $20, they are not going to last too long. Somebody will come, arrest him, or put him in a jail. So that's what it says. Read that verse one more time. James 4:2.
Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Right. You try to kill somebody, destroy somebody to get something. He said, why don't you ask? To whom? You should ask God.
Amen.
God is your source, not the people.
Amen.
And even though if you needed $20, if that person would have said, could you give me $20? I have some need. That man would have given to him. You don't have to kill him for $20. Hmm. Other day I was witnessing to somebody. And I was sitting in the, what you call a bus, and the man comes to me, he says, you know, I lost my wallet. Somebody took it. I want to go to another town. I don't have money to buy a ticket. I said, how much you need? That time I was in India. He says, give me 40 rupees. I gave him 40 rupees. And I came to church, I came to the one person's house and testified. He says, you made a mistake. I said, what mistake I made? Why did you give 40 rupees to the strangers? When they are on the way, they are all crooked people. I said, sir, I helped the man from my heart.
Mm, amen. That's right.
If he's a crooked, God will see it to you.
Amen.
But I had the money, I gave it to him.
Yes.
But I said, let me tell you, the day will come and somebody will come when I'm on the way and give me 400 rupees.
Amen.
I will tell you that. I came to America. I was standing in the Germantown Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know Germantown Avenue is not a safe avenue to stand there. But I was standing there. One man comes to me. My wife was with me. And he said, are you minister? I said, yes. I want to shake hand with you. He shook my hand, put a $30 and left.
Oh,
I looked at that money. That time, India's American $1 was like an Indian 10 rupees. So I got 300 rupees. I said, $100 are missing. That means that person supposed to give me 10 more dollars. So I said to my wife, $10 are missing. She said, you might be crazy. These people on the street, they kill somebody for money. Somebody gave you $30. You don't know what intention this man has and what he's going to do to you a few minutes later. You don't know. I said, well, he might come back and give me 10 more dollars. I went to from that place to another place, and it's a completely different neighborhood, and I was still waiting for the trolley to come. And then one man comes and sit behind me, and he says, sir, I made a mistake. This is $10. He gave me $10 and he left. I said to my wife, didn't I tell you? So what I'm trying to say, the word of God says, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Right. Amen.
That man asked me 40 rupees. I gave him 40 rupees. God gave me 400 rupees.
Amen.
But the word of God is saying, you do not ask. You just want to grab. You just want to take it by force.
Amen.
And that's why you kill others and you get killed and you don't get anything. So the word of God said, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
So first of all, before you asking anybody, ask God.
Amen.
God will give it to you. Somebody will say, how can God give it to you? He's not going to give you from heaven just for the food or money. Yes, he does.
Amen.
One lady, the old lady, was sitting in her basement praying to God, old ladies, Lord, I need a bread. And the children were playing outside. They heard the ladies asking bread to God. They said, God is not giving to her. We are going to fool her. So they went to shopping. They got a bread, opened that window, throw the bread in the window, through the window. She took the bread, said, thank you, Lord, for providing bread. They said, hey, lady, that was not God. We are the one who gave it to you. Maybe God sent it and devil delivered it. God can tell even devil to do something. So all those children, they didn't know what to say. What I'm trying to say, our God supplies our needs.
Yeah.
Ask God and he will give it to you. Let's see verse 3.
He asks and receives not, because he asks amiss, that he may consume it upon your lust.
Now, sometimes people say, you know, I asked and God did not give it to me. You have to know what you're asking. Sometimes your child, if the child is 2 years old and he says, give me gun, dad, or give me a knife, sharp knife, will you give?
No.
You would say, you are not big enough to handle these things. Same our God is. God knows what you need and he will give it to you right time.
Amen.
And sometimes you ask and you don't get it, you get bitter with God.
Amen.
One day one lady came and she said, could you please pray for me? My foot is crooked. I said, what do you want to do? What are you going to do? She said, I cannot dance properly. If you could pray for me, I can dance better. So God has not given you food to dance around. You can go to church, you can preach the gospel. Use your feet to glorify God.
Amen.
The word of God says, whoever preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, his feet will be what?
Beautiful.
God can change you. One girl came, her foot was twisted like that. I prayed for her. Her foot became straight. But the other lady, I told her, I'm sorry, you have to ask God right thing. He's not going to give you a better leg so you can go for disco dancing or go and do filthy things. So the word of God is saying, you ask sometimes and ask for the wrong reason. Or somebody says, I have a bad friend. God, give me chance, so one day I'm going to kill him. You pray to God, do you think God is going to answer that prayer? No. Because you are asking wrong thing. You cannot ask wrong thing. And sometimes even though you ask right thing and your heart is not right with God, God will not do it. Last week, if you remember, I said the word of God says, if you do not listen to God, your prayer is what? Abomination to God. And we read last week, if you remember, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. Please read it one more time. What is saying? Why God doesn't answer your prayer?
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between him and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you.
Amen.
That he will not hear.
And so what the word of God is saying? God's hand is not short. His ears are not deaf. Why God is not answering prayer? Says your sin has come between you and God.
Amen.
That's why God is not listening. And people blame God. God is a good God.
Amen.
He is a prayer answering God. He supplies all our needs. We just go to him with a pure heart.
Yes, amen.
And pure mind. And a good desire. He will do it. Okay, let's go to James chapter 4, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 4.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
Okay, what the word of God is saying? You're living in adultery, you're living in sinful life, you're living in lustful life, that is what? That is enmity to God.
Amen.
If you listen to devil, the word of God is saying, devil is a liar, he is a destroyer, he is the father of all lies. And once you listen to him, he will make you like him. When Adam listened to devil, what happened? He became enemy to God.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
And we were the children of Adam. We were living in our sin. The word of God says we were enemy to God.
Amen.
And we were yet sinners. That's the time Jesus Christ came and died for you and for me. God loves us.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't matter you are an adulterer, you are a fornicator, you are a killer, a murderer, Jesus is going to change you. There's only one place, is Jesus' place. You cannot go to any other religion or any other places. There is no answer for your problems. Jesus is the answer. He will forgive you. He will wash you. He will cleanse you. He will give you new heart so you can live for him. He says in the verse 5, read the verse 5.
Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
Where is the scripture says? It didn't give the scripture. But the scripture says that your heart is wicked. If you read in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, see what it said, what God said in that generation.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart.
Every imagination and every thought in their hearts.
Was only evil continually.
Evil and how? Continuously.
Continually.
That's why God destroyed that world.
Amen.
Is this world became better than that?
No.
It's worse than what it was before. So the word of God is saying, it is written that the man's heart is wicked. Man's thoughts are wicked. And the devil is trying to destroy the mankind. John chapter 10 verse 10, he says, enemy comes to what? Kill, steal and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and what? More abundant life. So the devil is destroying and the people are falling in his trap.
Amen.
Thank God we are set free people.
That's right.
We are blessed people.
Amen.
Let's go back to James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, 6.
When he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Amen. What God does? He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble
That's
people.
Right.
You know who had so much pride? The angel who worshiped God. The angel who praised God. And the pride came in his heart.
That's right.
And what happened? Today, he is a fallen angel.
That's right. Amen.
God doesn't care who you are. Once you have pride or sinful heart, God hates sin.
Amen.
But God gives grace to the people who are humble enough to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord
Amen.
And Savior.
Amen.
There are so many people around here today. So many denominations here. You go and study each and every denomination. There are very highly educated people in each and every denomination's pastors I'm talking about. But they are not preaching full gospel. Why is that? The pride of what they learn, and they don't want to know the truth. The Bible said, ye shall know the truth,
Amen.
And truth shall set you free.
Amen.
If you are humble enough to admit, I didn't know the scripture,
True.
Now I know, and I'm going to change.
Amen.
That's the humbleness.
Amen.
But if you say, one brother came to me, and he said, I was witnessing to one lady. And I was saying, this is the way what Bible teaches. And this is the way what Bible says. You know what she said? I don't care what Bible says. I will listen what my priest says. They honor the man, not the word of God.
Amen.
We are not here to honor the people. The word of God says, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. Please read what it says. Galatians 1:10.
For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I speak to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
If we start pleasing people, we cannot serve the Lord.
Amen.
We have to please God,
Amen.
Not people. People look at people and their faces, and they are afraid to tell the truth. But God has called me to preach the gospel and preach the truth, no matter is a king or a beggar. We love everyone the same way and tell them the truth, and God will set them free. Okay, James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what the word of God is saying? The devil coming against you to entice you, to destroy you, and if you are a child of God, what you supposed to do? Resist the devil, and devil will run from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You don't have to run from devil. You have authority to put him to flight.
Yes,
Amen. Amen.
Because the word of God says God has not given us what? The spirit of fear.
Amen.
But he has given us power, love, and sound mind. If God is for us, who can be against us? We are the children of God. The word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7, the enemy will come one way, but they will run seven ways. You don't have to run. You have to stand in the name of Jesus and resist the enemy. Enemy has to run. So when it happens, when we humble ourselves in the sight of God, read the Bible, study the word, pray more, go to church, stay in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Devil has no authority over
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You remember the devil wanted to destroy the Job? What he said?
Amen.
I cannot do anything because you have the hedge of protection around him. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says, once you are born again, child of God, God sends his angels
Amen.
To minister to you. Can you imagine? If you are born again child of God and God keeps all the angels guarding your house and the thief comes and oh my, there are soldiers standing in this house. Let me go somewhere else. God protects you.
Amen.
When you are humble enough to give your heart to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I'm yours.
Amen.
My house is yours.
Yes, yes.
My car is yours.
Yes, yes.
My children, they are yours.
Yes.
My bank account is yours.
Yes.
Everything what I have is yours.
Yes, yes.
Then God will protect.
Yes, amen.
But if you say, this is mine, oh, I'm not going to give it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You might die with a heart attack.
True.
And you may not be able to use it.
True.
So use it for the glory of God and put the devil to flight.
Amen.
James chapter 4 verse 8.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness.
Okay, now this is a little bit difficult to understand. But he says, listen, first of all, when you have a problem, don't run away from God. Come to God.
Yes, amen.
When people have a problem, they say, you know, what is you? I went to church, I gave the tithe, I prayed, I did this and I did that and God did not listen to me, so I'm not going to go to church anymore. I'm not going to give my tithe anymore. What, God is going to get beggar? God is going to sit there and cry, somebody didn't come today to church? We are the losers.
Yes, amen.
Not God.
True.
So the word of God is saying, come close to God.
Yes.
So he will come close to you.
Yes, amen.
You remember Peter was walking on the water. He was so proud, I can walk on the water. And Jesus said, come on. And he's walking. How far he walked? Maybe half a mile, maybe 10 feet. I don't know. He walked. And then he started looking. Wow, I'm walking on this sea. And that wave came and he got scared. And what happened? He started drowning.
Amen.
And what did he say? Lord. Help me, Lord.
Amen.
Lord stretched his hand
Amen.
And lift him up. See the word, what the word of God says? My hand is not short.
Amen.
I don't know how long his hand is spread or he was 2 feet away from Jesus. We don't know. But he rescued him.
Amen.
When? When you call upon Jesus.
Amen.
Draw near to him. He will draw near to you.
Amen.
He is always there to help you in a time of need. But don't call somebody when you have a problem. Don't call somebody who do not know God.
Amen.
They will mislead you.
True.
They will brainwash you.
Yes.
They will destroy your faith.
Amen.
When you have a problem, call upon Jesus.
Amen.
Call upon Christian brother or sister.
Amen.
Talk to them and share your burden with them and say, let's pray together. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, he says, two of you agree, touching anything, he will hear your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Our prayer. I said, put your hand on your head and let's pray and rebuke that aneurysm. I prayed and I called the girl. She said, Pastor Peter, as soon as you pray, I call my mom. And my mom says, my headache is gone. I said, when the headache is gone, that means swelling is gone. The pain is gone, that means God healed her.
Amen.
And she said, she's not going to doctor anyhow because they could not do anything. Our God is a good God.
Amen.
When you come to God, he comes to rescue you.
Amen.
He supplies your needs. And then he says, verse 9, he says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Somebody says, we should be rejoicing in the Lord. Why is he saying weeping? He's trying to say, you do not enjoy the worldly things.
Amen.
And you do not enjoy the worldly sinful activities. You should be confessing to God, crying to God, weeping over your sins and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. That's the weeping is all about. Not because God cannot rescue you, not because God cannot help you. You see what you're doing wrong and you should be sorry about your sinful activities.
Amen.
You should ask God to help you that not to commit sin anymore. And God will give you grace. There is nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
The word of God says, rejoice. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. You can rejoice in the Lord, not in the world. You can rejoice and do great things in the Lord. He says, merry heart is what? The best medicine. So the word of God is trying to teach us rejoice. But here he's saying, you should be afflicted, you should be mourning, you should be weeping, you should not be laughing, and your heart should be heavy. He's not telling to the believers. He's telling, if you're living in sin, you should be grieved, you should be unhappy, your life is miserable. Ask God to forgive you. Come with the tears and heaviness of heart. Say, Lord, I want freedom from these things. He will rescue you. He will give you new life. There is no medicine in the world can give you power to not to sin. They might give you some medicine to make your brain dull and kill your brain and get brain damage so you would not know what you did. But that is not the answer. You have to confess your sins and put it right with God. Don't take medicine to just forget the things. There are people doing these things. When they commit something, commit murder, they cannot sleep, they have a problem, they drink or take some kind of drugs to forget the things. But it's not going to go away. Jesus is the only one who can take it away. Okay, let's go back. James chapter 4, start from verse 10.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?
Okay, now here the word of God is saying, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and the Lord shall lift you up.
Amen.
And once you are a child of God, lifted up, where you are lifted up. If you read in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, we are lifted up in heavenly places, and we are sitting beside Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So once you are living in heaven, even though you are living in earth, your mind should be always thinking about God. That's why I said day and night you should think about God. Yesterday one lady called. She's 70 years old. She said she's born again. But she said, I am having filthy thoughts in my mind. And I cannot take that away. And this is like a fantasy. She's dwelling on it, bothering her. She needs freedom. Her mind should be filled with the word of God.
That's right.
She should be reading the word of God.
Amen.
She should be praying every day. She should be going to church. She should be ministering to people, thinking all the time, what I'm going to do for the Lord. And then we get good dreams and good thoughts. Evil thoughts will not come. But when you're living in sin and lust, all the young age, whatever you did, all will come in your mind and start playing games with your mind. The word of God says we have to rebuke it. We have to humble ourselves. And then God will change our hearts.
Yes,
when God changes our heart, he changes our tongue. He changes our eyes. He changes our hands, feet, and everywhere.
Right.
We completely change inside out.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And then our life is completely transformed.
Yes.
Last week we learned about our tongue.
Yes.
The tongue is like filled with a poison and fire. And no one can tame that tongue, but we know who can. God can change the tongue. He can change our life. So that's what the word of God is saying. These things happening, don't say anything bad to any brother or any sister. What you should be doing, lift them up. Build them up. Tell them about Jesus Christ. And somebody's doing wrong, then the word of God is saying, here he's saying, don't judge anyone because God is the judge. And then people take these things, and if you start telling somebody, this is bad, that is bad, you know what they say? Don't judge me. Bible says don't judge. You know what the word of God says? Don't you know you are able to judge the angels, so you cannot judge your brother. What does it mean? Jesus Christ said, you have a log in your eye, so how can you judge your brother who has a little bit dust in his eyes? What does it mean? He says, first of all, you are blinded, so you cannot see. So he says, take that log out, so you will be able to see.
Amen.
What your brother had. Amen. What does it mean? That means if you take care of your sin problem,
yes,
then you will be able to tell your brother,
amen,
don't commit sin because I was blind, now I see,
amen,
I want to help you.
Amen.
That is not judging. That is helping.
Amen.
But those people will say, don't judge me, God is going to judge. You cannot tell somebody don't smoke if you are smoking. Right? If I'm smoking and tell somebody don't smoke, that means I'm judging that person. But if I'm not smoking, I have authority to tell that person, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's what the word of God is saying. We cannot judge, but we have to judge ourselves.
Amen.
Then we will be able to judge others or tell others what God is. Okay, let's go to the chapter 4, verse 13.
Okay.
Book of James, chapter 4, verse 13.
Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that.
Okay, what the word of God is saying. This thing is good if somebody says, you know, I want to be a millionaire when I'm 30 years old. And that's what people do. They want to do business. They want to go different town to town or do something. It's nothing bad. But he says, if you say I'm going to this town or that town, I'm going to do this business or that business, I'm going to make $1,000,000 and I'm going to do this and do that. He says, first of all, you have to know, your life is like a vapor. You do not know how long your life is. So you should be asking God, oh Lord, if I go. You remember Jacob? When he was running from his brother, what did he say? Lord, if you keep me alive, if you give me the food and clothing, and if I come back, I'll give 10% to God. He promised God. What happened? Jacob went. But the word of God says he came with the prosperity. He got a lot of blessings God gave it to him. Why? Because he gave his life to God.
Amen.
He said, Lord, my life is yours.
That's right.
You keep me alive and I'll do this for you.
Amen.
Same thing we have to do. Our life, we do not know how long we are going to live.
Amen.
If you just sit back and think, when you were a baby, how many babies were born in that day? And now if you are 80 years old or 70 years old, look back and see how many people are alive in your age. Many died. Many died as a teenagers. Many died as a age 30, 40, 50, 60. And I'm still 70 years old or 80 years old. Why is that? Because God has blessed us. We should say, thank you, Jesus, that I am alive and I'm going to live for your glory. Moses was what?
120.
Before God called him, he was 80 years old. Now, if you are 80 today, you're going to say, I'm going down the hill now. No way. If you are in the Lord, you're going up, not down. God has called you with a definite high calling. And God is going to use you mightily.
Amen.
You serve the Lord, you went to so many churches, but today you are in the International Christian Fellowship.
Amen.
And we love you and we want you to be ordained minister,
amen,
preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ,
amen,
and living for him.
Thank you.
Now he said, I was a believer, I was a member of this church, that church, but now I sold out to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If God called Moses and lived 120 years, We are called by Jesus.
Amen.
Moses was sanctified by the blood of bulls and goats. We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have more authority, more power than Moses.
Amen.
So we should dedicate our life and say, rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
No turning back.
No turning back.
And God has called you with a definite high calling.
Amen.
And when you have a desire to live for God, God has given you new brothers, new friends.
Amen.
You're not alone. And God is going to bless you. Look at this brother. He came to church one day. When he came, he was born again. He was a child of God. He turned off from the Christian churches because he thought those are all hypocrites. Stayed home, not going to church. One of the men came to our church, and his name was John. I said, John, do you have any friends? He said, yeah, I have one friend. I said, tell him to come. He said, I told him he's not coming. Then another person came to fix my heater. And his family was going to New Jersey, 12 members in the family. When I talked to him whole day when he was fixing the heater, he says, this is the church and you are a man of God. Why I should take my family to New Jersey? I'm going to bring them here. And he bought all his 12 members, family members, and they were studying the word of God, growing very strong in the Lord. And he called that man, and that man's name was Ben. He went to him and said, do you go to church? He said, no, I don't. Why don't you go to International Christian Fellowship, Pastor Peter Church? He said, I heard from John and I heard from you. Two people cannot be wrong. I want to go and check it out. Came 6 years, not a single day, he stopped coming to church. That means he came continuously 6 years. After that he says, I want to be ordained minister. It's a long story, but I'm going to cut it short. I said, if God wants you to serve the Lord, God will bless you.
Amen.
Today, he is the ordained minister and serving the Lord.
Amen.
So, it's not too late. God can use you for his glory.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to our words. James chapter 4.
16.
Okay. Last two verses. Time is running.
But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
He says, now you know what you're supposed to do. Because we read the whole chapter. You should not live in sin. You should not be boasting. You should not be going after the world. You should not be lusting for the worldly thing. You should not be proud. You should not be going and doing some business for yourself. You're doing for yourself. You do it for the Lord.
Amen.
So you heard everything. And the word of God says the last verse. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, what is it? It is sin. So once you know the truth,
that's right,
and you don't follow the truth, you are still living in sin.
Amen. That's right.
If you don't know anything, and if you made a mistake, then you are ignorant. You don't know it.
Yeah.
But somebody told you, this is wrong, and you purposely do it, you have a more punishment.
Oh yeah.
So the word of God says, if you know how to do good, and if you don't do it, it is sin.
Oh, yeah.
We are not going to live in sin.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in sin, what happens? Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't take sin so easily. Sin will kill you and sin will take you to hell. Somebody says, I don't commit so much sins. I just lie a little bit here and there. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, it says, all liars will go to hell.
Yes.
And somebody will say, I cannot live without lying. You know why? Because you did not give your life to Jesus Christ. If you give your life to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ will come in. He will transform you. He will give His mind. He will give His heart. He will give His power. And you can live for Jesus Christ. Completely transform.
Oh yeah.
The word of God will change you.
Yeah.
David says, I have hidden your word in my heart.
Yes.
That's Psalm 119 verse 11. I've hidden your word in my heart. So what? So I should not sin against you.
Amen.
The word of God has power to change you.
Hallelujah.
Start reading the word. Meditating on the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have Bible, tell me. I'll give you Bible free.
Amen.
I want each and everyone who is sitting here be a minister, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not only in America, but all over the world.
Yeah,
we are already building the churches and preparing the ministers for the gospels. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable, God. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to us. Your word says, "Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free."
Oh, yeah.
If the Son of Man or Son of God sets us free, we are free indeed.
Amen.
We don't want to be in bondage.
No way.
We were in a bondage.
Yes.
We were living in sin.
Yes.
We were dead in sin.
Yes.
You quicken us. You have given us eternal life.
Yes.
We have belonged to you. Devil has no power, no authority
right.
over me. I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Lord, bless your people.
Oh, yes.
Let them change their hearts, their minds, their desires. Let them live for Jesus Christ. Bless each and every one of us. You will supply our needs. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Please be seated.